my father's father, I call him Grandpa Al. And my father's mother, I call her Mama Verna.
Mm-hmm. The others?
My mother's father, I call him Grandpa. Mm-hmm. And my mother's mother, I call her Mama. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, a man's sons and his daughters are called his...
Children.
All right. And you mentioned a nickname. Did you have a nickname?
Yes, I do.
Or is it?
Rabbit.
Who called you that name?
Everybody.
Why?
Because it's my nickname.
For no special reason they called you that? Okay. All right. What about something that has wheels on it that you can put a baby in? And
carriage.
Know, yeah. What would you say you're going to do after you put the baby in the carriage? I'm going to go out and...
carry the baby for a stroll or a ride.
Okay. All right, talking about the phrase grown up, how would you use it in this sense? If a man has one son that's 20 years old, one that's 15, one that's 10, mm-hmm. talking about the one that's 20, in terms of being grown up, mm-hmm. you would say he's the...
oldest.
All right, if you had to use the phrase grown up, then how would you use it?
Mr. Jones has one grown-up son.
Okay. Would there be another way of saying it, talking about the one who's 20 in relation to the younger ones? He's the what grown-up of the three?
I would never use.
Okay, I was thinking of the superlative there. Would you say grown-upest or most grown-up?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right, talking about a man's children, he might have a son and a...
Talking about, repeat the phrase.
Okay, if he has one of both sex, he might have a son and a...
daughter.
Yeah, or a boy and a...
girl.
All right, this expression, if a woman is going to have a baby, you say she's what, talking about her condition?
Pregnant.
All right, other words that could be used there?
No, other than pregnant, going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember a time, or did you ever hear people talking about a time when that was an implied word to use?
Yes. It was not spoken of.
When? Could you remember a time when it wasn't?
Oh, yeah. All my life, the word itself never was spoken.
What did they say?
No one ever said anything. You just do, you know.
I see. Do people say in the family way?
No, I never.
You haven't heard that?
No.
Okay. What about a woman who would assist with a delivery if a doctor's not available?
A midwife.
All right. And this expression, if a boy's appearance is very similar to his father's, you might say that boy, what, his father?
Looks just like or resembles mm-hmm. his father.
Okay. And this word, if a woman has looked after three children until after they're grown, you say she has what, three children?
Raised.
Okay. And if a child's been misbehaving, you might say, you do that one more time, and I'm going to give you a good...
whipping.
Okay. And this verb I'm looking for, if Bob is 2 inches taller this year than he was last year, you say he blank. 2 inches in a year.
He has grown 2 inches.
Okay. You could almost see him.
Growing.
Or how much did he? Same word. How much did he?
Grow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he 2 inches.
He has grown 2 inches.
All right. Leave off the has. He 2 inches. He what 2 inches?
He growed 2 inches.
Okay. Fine. What about names that you have heard for a child who's born to an unmarried woman?